A pilot project that began in a University of Northern Iowa classroom has moved outdoors and is providing fresh produce to a couple of Waterloo neighborhoods where access to fruits and vegetables is limited by both income and language. UNI Professor Kamyar Enchayan has been involved in local food programs for a number of years, most notably the Buy Fresh, Buy Local initiative. He encourages his students to develop ideas to feed underserved neighborhoods. That's how the Waterloo Mobile Produce Stand was born.
It began as a class of honors students, a team of 10 students who researched it throughout two semesters last year, and now we are putting it into practice.
And putting it into practice means traveling to a nearby farm to harvest the crops as they mature. One of those doing the picking is UNI student Natalie Rourke. She says although they've been at this just 2 weeks, lessons are being learned.
So we have a sheet where we write down what we got of each thing, and then we look at like how long it took us. Like last week, we got way too many radishes. We really just don't know yet. So last week, we needed more onions. We're going to pick more onions today.
Helping guide the students is farmer Mark Latour, who points out that with good management, the produce stand should provide a good variety for the next several weeks.
Peppers, zucchini, and cucumbers in July, tomatoes late July. By the end of August, we're harvesting winter squash and a new crop of turnips and radishes.
It takes nearly 2 hours to harvest, wash, and package the crop. And then it's Natalie Rourke's job to make the bins, boxes, and bags fit into the vehicle that will transport them to the market site.
It's going to be kind of a learning curve trying to figure out how to fit everything in here, but we'll make it work. You can pack minivan pretty tight.
The students pay the farmers wholesale prices and then charge the same at the produce stand to keep the cost low. The neighborhoods where they sell were selected because that's where a lot of immigrant families live. It's estimated that Waterloo is home to 2,300 Burmese, 400 Congolese, 200 Liberians, 400 Marshall Islanders, and several thousand Latinos. When the market opened this week, it was a blustery, overcast day. A woman known as Liberata was one of the first in line. She's part of the Burmese community, and she says she's pleased that the produce stand offers a good variety.
The whole house, all the family members, they can eat. So it's very cheap. $1, they can prepare one dish. It's very good.
The mustard greens, turnips and onions, as well as strawberries, sell very quickly. One of the cashiers, student Sarah Fries, says she's rewarded each time she makes a transaction.
Now to finally be working for it this summer and to actually see it impacting the community and people coming to our stand and buying from it, and it's just amazing to see that the hard work does pay off.
Although hard work is good, Professor Enchayan is already looking for ways to make next year's produce stand less labor-intensive.
If we can find a few locations where we can really grow this stuff ourselves, say a group of kids in a neighborhood, you know, with maybe a youth program at a church could really develop that, then it would just reduce all the transportation, all this stuff, and we won't even need cold storage because we just harvest and sell.
The Waterloo Mobile Produce Project received good news last week when it was awarded a $6,000 grant from the Community Foundation of Northeast Iowa. It's part of a multi-year plan that's been sent to the AmeriCorps Vista Health Futures Initiative. It's hoped that it will receive more substantial funding in the future.